Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy shrank at a 1.4% annual rate in the first quarter. It was the weakest quarter for the gross domestic product since the start of the pandemic in spring of 2020, and it marks a sharp reversal from the 6.9% annual growth rate in the fourth quarter. The drop came amid continued supply disruptions, businesses investing less in inventory, and the U.S. importing far more than it exports. But many economists believe the economy remains on track to resume modest growth in the second quarter and beyond, in part because consumers and businesses are continuing to spend. Germany says it'll drop its opposition to an embargo on Russian oil, clearing the way for a European Union-wide ban on crude imports from the country. Berlin had been one of the main opponents of sanctioning the EU's oil and gas trade with Moscow, but lifted its objection provided it's given sufficient time to secure alternative supplies. And Moderna has asked U.S. health regulators to authorize the use of its COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 6 months to 5 years old. The company said it submitted the request after a study showed the shot safely induced immune responses in the young age group. If regulators greenlight the shot, children under five, one of the last remaining age groups still not eligible for COVID vaccination in the U.S., could begin to receive the shots by summer. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.